Get a better broadcast, podcast and video voice. Hello, I'm Peter Stewart on Twitter, Tweeter Stewart, TWEETERSTEWART. Welcome to today's episode. We're midway through talking about all things to do with volume, so projection and energy and things like that. In a few weeks' time, we're going to be talking more about the speed of a read, yeah, how you can gauge how fast you should go or how slowly you should go, in what different circumstances you should pick up the speed or slow it down to a tortoise pace. Yeah. Vocal proxemics is what we're talking about today, because over the last couple of days we've been talking about human spacing. So associated with human spacing are vocal proxemics. It's the kind of voice we use in each of the zones that I talked about a couple of days ago. So the further away someone is, the louder and less personal their voice becomes. Proxemics is a branch of linguistic science, which is what describes the effects of nearness or distance in signalling attitudes. There's quite a famous quote from Queen Victoria, whether she ever actually said it or not, who knows. But one of her prime ministers, Benjamin Disraeli, she was speaking about when she said, "He talks to me as though I were a public meeting," which is not the kind of voice, not the kind of presentation style you want in a podcast, least of all when you're speaking to Her Majesty. We all have an inbuilt virtual voice volume dial, which we use to adjust our loudness levels, depending on what we judge is needed in the kind of situations that I mentioned at the barbecue a couple of days ago. The brain automatically adjusts our projected voice, depending on factors for example, where the other person is, next to us, on the sofa, or down the street. How many of them there are, whether we're speaking one-to-one, to 12, or to 200 people. Our familiarity to them, in a bedroom, or a boardroom. The ambient noise. Is it a silent street or a noisy nightclub? The content or complexity of the message. Whether we want to give emphasis. I said no. Or maybe whisper a secret. Our own assertiveness. Self-confident people tend to have louder voices. The urgency of the message. Maybe shouting at someone who's right beside us on a pavement. Watch out! What we want them to think about us. Do we want to appear engaging, entertaining, brave, or maybe a bully? And our own perception of our personal volume. We hear our own voice through air passages connecting ear and throat, the Eustachian tube, and also through the vibrations in the bones in our head. So our perception of our voice quality differs greatly from that of others. Tomorrow, we continue our journey on vocal proxemics as Get a Better Broadcast, Podcast and Video Voice continues. And you know how you focus with your eyes? Did you know you can vocus with your voice? I explain more in a couple of days. From London, I'm Peter Stewart.